It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Starring the splendiferously sensational Steve-O. The magnificently marvelous Mateo.
Is that girl a boy too?
And Mitch.
Let's get the show going, audience!
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Wednesday.
Oh, man.
Pump day!
Pump day!
Also, Freeside Wednesday.
Freeside. I'm going to put something up about that right now. Before we forget.
Hashtag Freeside. Hashtag SaveSide. Talked about it yesterday with Chuck Elmore. You can check out information at facebook.com/mystaticradio. Anyways.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show, everyone.
Are you freaking out a little? These microphones are freaking me out a little.
We got
an upgrade.
Somebody came in here and upgraded our mics.
What?
Humpty. So, also, yeah. Last night we got caught up in The Walking Dead.
Yes, we did. We'll talk about that. Comics Corner coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. There were so many comic books that released today.
Oh, my gosh. I bought so many.
It was insane.
I didn't even get one that I was going to get.
Yeah, me either.
It's probably there today.
Yeah, I know.
But we'll get it next week.
Yeah. Maybe.
Stop it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of comic books to talk about today. A lot to discuss today. Important issues like Star Wars getting their own Instagram.
I heard about that. Oh, Vader taking selfies,
yeah.
Huh?
So that's fun.
That's fun.
Yeah, all of us nerds. I feel like this is Comics Corner. It's like all day. But yep. Yeah, Star Wars officially got an Instagram account.
That's crazy talk, mister.
Hopefully leading up to photos of them filming Episode 7. But yeah, at Star Wars. That's it. The official home of Star Wars on Instagram.
On Instagram!
First picture, of course, Darth Vader. Rocking a selfie. Yesterday when the story broke...
Yeah?
They had 7,000 followers.
How many now?
Let's go see.
Let's look.
I mean, let's take a wild guess. How many do you think? I think 423,000.
Okay.
Oh.
How many?
Apparently nerds don't have as many Instagram accounts as I thought.
Well, what is it?
141,000 followers.
Gosh.
141,001 now.
That's still... It was 7,000?
Yeah.
Good grief.
The Darth Vader selfie...
Yeah.
Yesterday... It had 2,000 likes on it yesterday when that story broke.
How many?
43,000 likes.
43,000.
For a Darth Vader selfie.
Wait, listen.
Yeah, I keep hitting my...
My beard chin.
Wow, they've already posted 5 photos. They posted a photo of behind the scenes of Empire Strikes Back when they were filming the Luke Skywalker, Darth Vader fight scene. Oh my gosh, a concept model for a New Hope Star Destroyer.
Okay, check... This is... Not a picture, but have you read the rumor? It's kind of a rumor, but like Yahoo reported it, so there's some legitimacy or something. But
okay.
And it's been a rumor for a while, but they say it's done, that J.J. Abrams built a 1-to-1 scale replica of the Millennium Falcon. So like,
what?
He built a real one, like as big as
Are
it
you
really,
serious?
Yeah, for the movie. You didn't read that anywhere?
I haven't read that.
Well,
I've been trying to stay away from all of our fun comic sites, specifically because we're not caught up on like 3 TV shows,
yeah.
And way too much has been spoiled for
Man.
Me lately.
Ugh.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely did get something from Walking Dead spoiled.
Ah!
I didn't even read a blurb. I saw a picture,
yep.
And the thing was, discussing the latest episode of Walking Dead, and I just saw a picture, and I was like...
Cool. Well, that character's dead.
He's out.
Yeah.
And I was right. So you can't go anywhere.
Oh, man. Last week on Yahoo, there was an article that said the 7 most shocking deaths this season on television.
Oh.
And they had photos.
You should have known not to look at that.
Well, no. I didn't. It was just when I opened Yahoo, it was on the main page.
Ba-ba.
And immediately it was like, blink. And like,
this person.
I won't say who, yeah. The first one was Brian the dog, but it was like a picture of a few of them, you know, because that was, I guess, a big deal. I don't watch Family Guy. But
everybody watches Family Guy.
You know, they killed Brian the dog.
In 20, in 2003.
Yeah.
Everybody watches Family Guy.
Right. I feel like more people still watch The Simpsons than watch Family Guy.
Well, that'd be the wiser choice, I think.
Yeah, I agree. So, anyways, it is Free Side Wednesday. It is Hump Day.
Hump Day.
And we got a lot of great stuff for you today. Comics Corner, as I said, of course, question of the day. We got birthdays coming up at 6:45. You can get a birthday shout-out in at facebook.com/mystaticradio. You can also email us, studio@mystaticradio.com.
See if we got any emails. We need something going on in the background. I want this.
Olympics.
This is the music for checking the email.
Coming up in February, not only will The Walking Dead return, but so will Winter Olympics.
The Winter Olympics? Yeah. Figure skating?
Yeah.
The luge?
Snowboarding. Goodness.
No new emails, but this is great email music.
This is. So cool. Email us, studio@mystaticradio.com. Nate Heitzig's back.
Yeah.
So we got Shock Therapy Live coming up at 9. You can email us your questions. It's good stuff. Anyways, coming up, breaking news, but to get you there, we got some music because we're a radio station.
Woo!
So that's kind of what we do.
Let's do it.
Ladies from 10th Avenue North for you now. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static. Good morning.
Hey. Good morning, everyone.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show, guys. We're just having a great day. Woke up about 3 hours ago.
Oh, man, that'd be awful.
I didn't wake up 3 hours
ago. Yeah, no, I know.
I did wake up around 5, though, and I felt super rested because now that Dawn is here,
We
have our bed.
That's pretty
exciting.
It's
our wonderful bed because we have this mattress topper that's just the most comfortable thing in the world.
Nice.
But I love the couch.
The couch?
I loved the couch. But, You know, if you sleep on a couch too much, it messes the couch up. So I'm really happy to not be.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's why I would change where I slept
on
the couch.
That's hilarious.
I really would. Like, once a week, I would switch where I was
sleeping.
Like,
all right, I'm on this arm.
I've been here for 7 days. I need to move.
Incredible. It is 6:30. We do it every single day.
You know what it means.
It's time for breaking news.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
News attack. Breaking news for you. Coming after you in the night. PlayStation 4 sales have topped 2 million.
Jeez.
And I read that Xbox One, it did 1 million first day too.
Yeah.
So there, I guess the whole thing about like, PS4 is gonna murder Xbox One, dude.
Yeah.
It didn't matter.
Yeah, it did.
Because I think a lot of people bought both of them. Like, I saw pictures of my, I guess, very rich friends.
Right.
And they were like, PS4, Xbox One, I'm in debt for 20 years.
Right.
You know?
Ugh.
Advocates say birth control might be good for the economy. Ooh, that's a whole can of worms right there.
Yeah, people. It is.
Ancient texts inside the Vatican are being digitized.
Ooh.
I want to see those. The family of Norman Rockwell is upset that a new biography suggests that the late painter may have been gay.
Ugh.
And they're upset. But to me, it's kind of like, well, that's his family.
Right. If his family says no, then why would...
Yeah.
Some random writer of a biography be like, no, yeah, I know, he was.
Oh, Pope Francis revealed that he used to be a bouncer. The Pope gets cooler and cooler every day. Every day. Some people are going to be like, I can't believe he said that about the Pope.
No, who were we talking? Oh, Chuck Elmore yesterday. Yeah.
Because he's out there like being Jesus to a lot of people.
Right.
He really is.
Yeah.
He's people are doing like, things. What is this Pope doing?
Yeah.
He's kissing people with diseases. Who's ever done this before? This is crazy. The U.S. Agricultural Department hopes to kill an invasive species of brown tree snake. Oh, my gosh. On the Isle of Guam. I'm good. Guam is way far away from here. But why is the U.S. Agriculture... What are we doing? After dropping 2,000 mice loaded with the painkiller acetaminophen.
Acetaminophen?
Yes. Yeah, how'd you...
Yeah.
What have you been doing on the side,
nothing,
buddy?
Nothing,
what
man.
What have you been doing?
I just, you know...
You and your prescription drug culture! According to a new study at the University of Pennsylvania, the brains of men and women are wired completely differently.
Wait.
Who knew?
What?
Who knew? I'll tell you who knew. No one, until science figured it out. There is no such thing as common sense anymore. It's gone.
Nope.
It's gone.
Out the window.
It went out with
Bell-bottoms?
Ska.
Oh,
ska. Okay.
All right.
Wait, but Five Iron's back, so maybe.
Maybe common sense is coming back.
Brad Pitt has bought himself a $3 million World War II airplane. For some reason, I think it's cool. Because he bought it.
Well, yeah.
It's like Brad Pitt is cool. Sounds like a worthy investment.
When I was a child, we had one.
You had a World War II airplane?
We had a B-1 bomber.
What?
I'm not even being funny.
Where?
I'm being serious.
In the backyard?
It was in a hangar in Lubbock, Texas. My father owned one. Yes. I am totally serious.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It was so awesome. We were in so much debt.
Yeah.
That it literally cost him his life.
Yeah, not cool anymore.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah.
The fact that you had an airplane is cool, and that's all. The rest of it, not cool.
We had a 1929 Roadster. We had a 1956. What do we have?
So he was a collector.
Like he was a collector.
He was a collector.
He was a collector.
Man, the collector.
Yeah, maybe. Oh. Maybe he's still alive somewhere, like on another planet, collecting things differently, like Benicio del Toro, and I just don't know.
Yeah, probably not.
No, probably he's probably just dead.
Hey, Steve-O's going to cry for a little bit. I'm going to continue with breaking news. A woman in California tried to jump from one roof to the other. She missed and became wedged between two buildings.
Oh, my God.
This sounds a lot like that other story about that guy that was drunk and then fell between the two buildings.
Yeah.
Sometimes I wonder about this sheet of paper, man.
Yeah.
A man in Italy was arrested after he tried to get out of paying his bar tab by bragging that he was a member of the mafia.
Oh, man.
I don't got to pay this. I'm in the mafia. What you going to do about it now, huh? I'll call my buddies, and they'll come down here. They're all Italian.
Gosh.
They're Italian. And then the cops come in.
Hey, you're arrested.
Yep.
China could become the first country to legalize drone deliveries. Now, we were talking about Amazon's little drones flying around. Did you watch the video? I watched the video.
I haven't seen the video,
They have like a concept video. So you have your little Amazon Prime orders coming down the conveyor belt. And then they roll up under this robot and it goes... And then it goes... in the little helicopter things and it goes... And
man,
flies
I would
out
be nervous about my package.
It flies out of the building.
Because think about, like, the little claw, you know, the game, and the claw, and it comes down and it grabs stuff.
Yeah. Dink. That claw.
Half the time, it'll pick it up, and then, like, it'll drop it on its way to the basket.
Right.
So what if the drone just, like,
this
whoops?
Was, like, it was, like, suction cup, like,
oh, phoom. Man.
Anyway, it looks like China will beat the U.S. in the drone delivery race. One of China's biggest delivery companies is tinkering with using drones with Chinese government permission.
Huh.
SF Express is testing a drone that is built for delivering packages to remote areas. The drone can hit a maximum altitude of 325 feet and deliver parcels within 6 feet of its target. Wow.
Man.
In July, a Shanghai bakery launched aerial cake delivery. However, as a government official stated at the time, businesses that want to use drones must be granted approval from the local civil aviation authorities first. The bakers forgot to do that, apparently.
Huh.
Let's get more info on the Air Force dropping these mice on these snakes.
Yeah.
The U.S. Air Force took to the skies over Guam on Sunday to shower death upon the invasive and troublesome brown tree snake. And this is my favorite thing I've ever read. Because of that. Because
they're killing snakes.
Killing them snakes.
Yeah.
Who needs them?
Yeah, they don't.
But instead of napalm, bombs, mustard gas, planes released 2,000 dead mice, stuffed to the gills with deadly painkillers, which sailed gently down to the earth on tiny cardboard parachutes.
Wait, they were dead, though?
Yeah.
I thought snakes only ate, like, live mice.
Snakes can't be trusted.
Okay.
The dead mouse drop was the fourth and largest such operation, part of an $8 million program aimed at wiping out the snakes and saving Guam's endangered bird population. Officials also hope to save the estimated $4 million it costs annually to repair damages dealt to the island's power infrastructure by snakes working their way into power substations and shorting them out.
Ugh.
Jeez, there are snakes in Guam.
Yeah.
If you hate me out there, what you do is you knock me out, you put me in a bag, and you ship me to Guam using one of these drone Amazon things, and then when it drops me, and the bag, I unzip the bag, and there are just I look, and there's a sign right there. It says, "Welcome to Guam." And then I know.
Yeah.
I'll just pray and say, "Lord, into your hands I commend my spirit." please let me die somehow other than snakes, and then I'll get bit by a snake.
Yep.
Because there's like, I think Guam is a place where there's snakes like every few square feet.
Really?
Snake. Yeah. Ah, there's a Snake Island. Have you ever heard of Snake Island?
No.
I'll look it up. It's terrifying.
Man.
Okay. I can't believe you never.
Why would I look up Snake Island?
Mitch is gonna like
not
this.
Things I Google.
Have you ever wanted to snuggle up to the warm softness of your cat's belly?
No.
With a gigantic cat-shaped couch.
Ugh.
You can actually have a similar experience created by a Belgian company. The massive 11.5-foot cat couch is made of felt. Wow.
Ugh.
I like just having a little kitty cat.
Yeah.
And it runs away all the time. Poor it panda. Does. She's starting to come out of her shell.
She is.
Ugh.
She freaked out when she saw me this morning. She froze.
She's like, who are you? Oh my gosh, just when we thought the Pope couldn't get any cooler, we just found out he was a bouncer. Check this out. The Pope may be sneaking out at night to help the poor.
Oh my gosh.
It seems that the Pope is ducking out of the Vatican at night dressed as a priest to minister to Rome's homeless and hand out money. The rumor got buzzing when an archbishop whose job it is to do just that said in an interview, "When I say to him I'm going out into the city this evening, there's this constant risk that he will come with me." Pressed on whether Francis has actually done so, the archbishop smiled and said, "Next question." Wow! Robin Hood Pope!
Except he didn't steal from the rich.
Did he? We may never know! This is awesome.
Yeah.
This man is out there being hands and feet. Yeah. If you're on the Pope and you're mad at him, you need to rethink your stuff. Because he's out there doing cool things.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know him personally, but
right.
It's cool stuff I've seen. He's not riding around in that stupid car.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm waving.
What's interesting is people are normally villainized to the media, and for some reason, people are latching on to a human being who is giving, caring, and just loving on people.
Interesting.
Have you noticed that? There's
interesting.
Not a lot of hate in the media about the Pope.
On Friday, I'm going to pull up the thing that I looked up yesterday because somebody on my Facebook posted this 35 pictures that will like make you believe
man.
The world's a better place.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I started crying on some of them. I was like, we were going down the road and I was like,
sniffles.
What?
Yeah.
I just saw a really moving stop sign. No! Xbox can hear you curse and will scold you for it.
It will.
Shouting profanities while slowly losing to an 11-year-old in Call of Duty is a rite of passage for gamers everywhere. But your right to shout the F word as your character gets blown apart is being threatened by a new feature in popular Xbox One games.
Yep.
As it turns out, the Xbox One's Kinect gadget, which you have to get, right, with Xbox One.
Oh, it comes with it, yeah.
Which senses motion and sound will listen in as you game. So if you start cursing during an NBA 2K13 game, the game will call a penalty on you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow!
Mm-hmm.
Oh, robots. They don't like cursing.
I this is one, like, freaky thing that I'm okay with.
Man.
Because I was reading about it.
Yeah.
And they've implemented some pretty steep penalties for cursing in video games. You can get banned from Xbox Live. For cursing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so Seahawks fans cause an earthquake.
Oh.
Set noise
man.
Record. They're louder than a jet on takeoff.
Yep.
And they make the earth tremble. We're talking about fans of the NFL Seattle Seahawks who stomped the Saints the other night.
Yeah, they did.
Who didn't play the Seahawks defense on fantasy and
you
lost?
You didn't.
This guy.
I feel
no,
partially to blame.
It wasn't just you.
I said undecided. I should have said Seahawks.
I read the thing.
Yeah.
Like, I read the little preview thing on the fantasy app, and it said, you can't automatically count on the Seahawks this week.
And my wife said, they're the number one defense for a reason. Start Seattle.
I know. But then I was thinking, yeah. I was like, I don't know. The Saints are awesome.
Yeah.
Was I proved wrong? We're talking about fans of the NFL Seattle Seahawks during the team's home game Monday night against the Saints. Seahawks fans jumping up and down during a fumble return for a touchdown registered about a magnitude 1 or 2 earthquake.
Gosh!
The tiny tremor was picked up by a University of Washington
seismometer in a nearby warehouse. Also during the game, fans did set the record for noise at a sporting event, registering 137.6 decibels. That's crazy loud.
That's ridiculous.
That can hurt your ears.
Yeah, I was reading something about The Who when they did a show once. They were trying to set a record, and they cranked it up to 160 decibels.
Wow.
And that is why Pete Townsend has to wear hearing aids in both ears. He lost hearing over that
show.
Wow. Yeah.
160 decibels. That's stupid.
That's just ridiculous.
You never do that.
Because you don't enjoy it.
No.
That was when me and Joey went, when we went and saw Nine Inch Nails. Seriously, for the next 18 hours?
Yeah. It makes you uncomfortable. If you're at a concert and it's too loud,
yeah.
Like you'll notice yourself kind of like shifting and you're like,
yeah.
What's happening?
Dude, it was painful.
Ugh.
It was painful.
I try to wear two earplugs, but sometimes that throws me off. So I wear one earplug facing the drums. This is actually worse for my hearing too. It's worse to wear one earplug.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
Because the other ear is just like, hey, everything's happening. But I justify it by saying, well, I'm putting my earplug towards the loudest sound.
You don't
the
rock
in
ears?
Stage. No, dude.
Oh, I don't know.
Mm.
I don't know.
For House Heroes.
Okay.
Waverly did.
Okay.
But House Heroes, like, monitor goodness.
Yeah.
Rock and roll.
Yeah.
We don't have time for all that in-ear business. Plus, we can't afford it.
Amazing.
Yeah.
There you go.
Tim wears two earplugs every night. Colin has in-ears. And then I don't know if Nuke wears any. Nuke's just like, whatever.
Whatevs. Yeah.
Well.
How you do?
I think that's all of the breaking news because it's time for birthdays.
That's perfect timing.
Let's do it.
Good morning, Stever.
Morning.
Good morning, Stever.
I'm drinking the mud this morning.
Oh, so good.
Actually, mine's more like mud because it's this time of year where I put a package of cocoa in the bottom of my cup before I pour coffee in it.
What? Cocoa coffee?
It's like camp coffee.
You are a crazy man. You are likened unto the Pope who's sneaking out at night helping the homeless.
Hey, your story about Call of Duty reminded me of something very pre-Call of Duty.
Yeah?
Before Call of Duty and 11-year-olds wailing up on everybody,
yeah,
there was Photon.
Photon?
Photon.
Oh, Photon.
Photon.
And we actually would run around an arena. And I remember, like, back in the day, me and my brother were, like, 18 and 20 at a Photon arena, and this little 11, 12-year-old Dr. Death is killing everybody. And we just decided, you know what? I don't care if people shoot us. Let's you and me.
We're taking him out.
Yeah. Because, like, once you shoot someone, you have to get cleared by someone else. So you can't just keep shooting someone. So I got him, and then my brother got him, and then the kid was eventually going, okay, I'm dead.
Yes. Yeah.
And his name was Dr. Death, but my name, yeah, you had a screen name then, too.
Yeah.
I was Puffin' Stuff.
Yes.
Photon.
Was your brother HR?
I don't remember, but yeah, I'm surprised you even know about that show.
Oh, I know about it.
All right. So, today is the 338th day of 2013, 27 days remaining in this year. It's time for birthdays.
Yes.
Wow, 27 days. Guys, Christmas is almost here.
Okay, so this rapper who's having a birthday today was named after a train in New York that goes from this.
Jay-Z.
That's right.
KJ52. He's the only rapper I've ever heard of. Mountain Dew song.
Jay-Z, the train that goes from the J train to the Z train.
Yep.
Jay-Z celebrating a birthday today.
Jay-Z.
Are you critics said it never happened?
42.
44.
He is 44.
Yeah! Rockefeller! Illuminati symbols! Beyonce!
He's married to Beyonce?
Yeah.
Yeah, they deserve each other.
They're both super rich and talented.
Yeah.
That's what he means.
Why did you chuckle?
Okay. I didn't chuckle. I'm offended.
All right, so this new, this next celebrity who was in What Women Want, My Cousin Vinny, and The Wrestler.
Mel Gibson.
No.
Mickey Rourke.
She was also on one of my favorite episodes of Seinfeld.
Her name's Marissa Tomei.
Do you know she had a thing for George?
No, I did not.
Yeah. George had a friend who knew Marissa Tomei, and Marissa wants to meet you. And George was already engaged, but he still wanted to go to coffee with Marissa.
Well, heck yeah. Tomei.
How old is she?
Marissa Tomei is
43.
49. Oh, whoa.
Very, very pleased with you guys, by the way, as well. That's very nice of you.
I love everything.
Man, were you like 10 years off or something?
Yeah.
I don't know if I ever watched this show back in the 80s. A show called 30-something.
Oh, I never saw
30-something. I don't remember that.
Patricia Wedding is celebrating a birthday today.
She is, well, if she was in the 80s, she was 30-something in the 80s. 40-something, 50-something, 60-something. I'm going to say 63.
I'm going to say 65.
62.
Ah!
That's good logic. Good logic there, Steve. Nicely done. Yeah, I like that. Way to go, dude.
Yeah.
All right.
That's how I do.
All right. So I think, wasn't she like the main boss judge on America's Next Top Model?
Tyra Banks.
Yeah. It's her birthday.
Hey. She was in Michael Jackson's Black and White video, Black or White, and she was part of that morphing section,
right,
which at that time was super advanced.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's the first time that had been used.
Yeah.
People were like, this is the best music video I've ever seen. And then like 20 seconds later, they're like,
what's he doing?
Why is he? Turn it off.
Is this a social statement?
Yeah.
Wait, did he hit the car and then turn into a panther?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tyra Banks is 45.
Ooh. 42.
She's 40.
40.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
She's a big 40.
Yeah. Ooh, show me that smile. Don't waste another minute on your crying.
From the show Kirk.
We know we're near. The best is ready to
begin. And, of course, from Growing Pains.
As long as we got each other, we got the world spinning right in our hands, baby. Rainbows shine.
What?
We gotta be the luckiest dreamers who've ever been dreaming. As long as we keep
on. Whose birthday is it?
Kirk Cameron!
No! False.
Tracy Gold.
No.
She
was also in the series Kirk.
She. Oh, man, I was going to say
Chelsea Noble celebrating her birthday.
Chelsea Noble. Which one was she? Was she the mom? Yeah. Yeah.
Because Tracy Gold was the sister.
I loved that show.
Me too.
She was the mom? I really don't know.
I think she was.
I don't know because
Kirk Cameron's wife's name?
The sister?
Wait.
Chelsea Noble.
Was that Kirk Cameron's girlfriend and then they got married?
Is that his wife?
Right.
That's who it was.
Yes. Okay.
See, that's what I thought.
Okay. Yes.
So how old is she?
We think.
45.
44.
Nine. Yeah.
So Kirk Cameron's in his 50s?
He's getting up there.
He's about my age.
It's Saturday Night.
Do you want me to make this real easy?
Yes.
From Portlandia.
Fred Armisen.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Put a bird on it.
Put a bird on it.
I've only seen one episode ever, and I've never been to Portland. So
you've seen
like,
the first episode.
Yes. I was like, oh, okay.
A Leaky Farms.
Come. Fred Armisen is 41.
44.
47.
Blah.
And he's pleased with both of you.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
My best friend.
This is just cool music because it's from a Western. And the actor was in King Kong, Iron Man, The Big Lebowski, and True Grit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jeff Daniels?
No.
Jeff Bridges.
Bridges. Yes, yeah. He was a bad guy in the first Iron
Man. Why didn't you say Tron?
Yeah, he was in
Tron. Okay, he was in Tron. I said some other stuff.
Dude's birthday?
What is it? Is it
the dude's birthday?
Oh,
let's go bowling.
Oh, dude.
Does he say it's bioelectric jazz or something? I can't remember what the line is.
What a great movie this was.
True Grit.
Joel and Ethan Coen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
He is one of the greatest actors in the universe.
Oh, what was it the other film that was done in Albuquerque?
Crazy Heart?
Yeah. Never saw it.
I didn't either.
But another award-winning... Actually, the music the music that T-Bone Burnett produced. for that was award-winning.
Did anybody ever see the video when J-Law met Jeff Bridges?
What do you mean, did I see
it
the video?
It was the coolest thing in the universe.
It was cool. She freaked out.
She was on the red carpet getting interviewed and looks over and realizes she was standing near Jeff Bridges and lost her mind.
And she's cool. She's kind of a regular lady, isn't she?
Yeah. And then so she quit her interview and ran over and took over the other guy's interview because she was just so excited to meet him. It was so cool.
So how old do you think Jeff Bridges is?
I love Jeff.
And who's Jeff's brother?
Bo.
And who was his dad?
Oh man, Lloyd.
Yeah.
Lloyd Bridges.
Yep. From Airplane.
He was in Airplane. Oh. He was in Hot Shots.
Pardieu?
Yeah. He was in did you ever see that movie with Tommy Lee Jones? What was that movie?
Men in Black.
Burn. What was that movie called?
Burn Notice.
No,
USA.
Jeff Bridges celebrating a birthday today.
Lloyd Bridges played his dad.
Okay. Like in Jeff movie. Bridges, how old is
he? Oh, and he was in Seinfeld.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
He was
okay.
Okay. Jeff Bridges, man, he's timeless. He is 50?
I say 63.
59.
64.
Ah, Starman!
Nice try.
Dude. Remember Starman?
Yeah.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever watched that. I don't think I did, but I remember the box in the video store.
It was on like a movie channel recently, and I was like, I'm watching this again.
I miss video stores. Beverly Hillbillies.
Yep.
Birthday.
The guy who played Jethro, who was actually typecast and didn't get work for 3 years after Beverly Hillbillies. And then he spent $100,000 to put together a movie and made $35 million.
What movie?
Let me just... You can guess how old he is and I'll figure out what movie it was. It was...
This is the original
Macon County Line was the movie he made.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, Jethro, that was the dad, right?
No, that was the son.
Jed.
Jed.
I
thought it was Jed. Man named Jethro. But who was the dad?
Jebediah. Something like that.
Barnum.
How old do you think old Jethro is now?
67.
Oh, man. 59.
He's, what'd you say, Steve-O?
67.
Oh, he's actually 76 years old.
Oh,
yeah. Now get this. Okay, I told you I was going to give you a history lesson today.
Yeah.
Jethro's real name is Max Baer Jr. Okay.
No,
whose dad was a boxer.
Okay.
Who was the world champion who fought Cinderella Man.
Really?
What?
Yes.
That's cool.
Yeah. Max Baer Jr. turned 76 years old today.
That's cool.
Thus the...
Cinderella Man. Oh, man.
Cinderella Man!
Did you see that movie?
Yes.
Okay. In the company, you want to cry for days?
It was a sad
movie.
And
feel like you're not really a man because you are not? See that movie because he's a man!
Man. Thus the Marcus and...
Marcus Mumford.
Paul Simon doing the boxer there.
Nice.
Okay, so we're to dates.
All right.
You guys ready for dates?
Yeah,
we are.
All right, so on this date, in what year?
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
The first issue of The Observer, the world's first Sunday newspaper, was published.
Oh, wow.
On this date in what year?
Oh, that was back in 1847.
World's first newspaper.
Was definitely after the printing press, which was at least 1944.
Really?
No.
I'm like, wait, what?
Come on, man, the printing press.
I know.
The printing press.
Wasn't that like 1500s?
That was way back. Okay. World Observer. But it needed to be, if it was the world, you said it's the world's first paper?
Sunday newspaper.
I still say 1840 something.
I say 19.
1791.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow. They didn't even know what the whole world was back then.
On this date, in what year the Los Angeles Times was first published?
Wow. Okay. 1791. Was LA a state in 1791?
Still not a state. Incredible.
Incredible.
APS.
I thought it was Las Vegas.
Yeah, it was.
LVPS. Okay.
Yeah.
LA Times. I'm going to say 1863.
Was LA a city in 1863?
I have no idea.
I'm going to say 1821.
Okay.
Ah! Cool, man.
All right. So on this date, in what year, President Woodrow Wilson sailed for the World War I peace talks in Versailles, becoming the first U.S. president to travel to Europe while in office?
1819. What?
1819? No, I'm sorry. No. Sorry, I meant 1918.
Yeah, he's right. 1918.
I got it backwards. My bad.
He actually got that.
Dyslexia.
Wow. Okay. On this date in what year, surfer Greg Noll rode a 65-foot wave off the north shore of Oahu, the highest ocean surfing ever recorded.
The ex-presidents are surfers.
Whoa! 1951.
Point Break.
Yes! 1963.
69. Ah. Yep. Okay, now we are to today, guys. Okay. And
guys,
you know,
I got that.
Sometimes we make
fun
of what day it is. That this is very serious.
No.
Yeah. No. It pretty much is.
Oh, okay.
Very serious.
The time has come for this cookie.
It's National Cookie Day.
Yeah.
Cookie Monster.
Hey, state cookie of Mississippi is a donut.
Is that right?
No.
Okay. It's National Dice Day.
Okay.
Let's see.
That's I'm making it's fun. National Cookie Day, and the Biscochito is our state cookie, and I hate those things because it's like a roll of the dice because you never know how much cinnamon you're going to inhale with every bite you take.
I'm making fun of
or get on your shirt.
In Mississippi. The state cookie of Mississippi would be the donut.
Yeah.
Or perhaps a box of donuts.
Today is Wear Brown Shoes Day.
Shoes.
And it must be Christmas season because the Rockefeller Center tree lighting takes place tonight.
Oh.
Tree's going to remain lit and can be viewed until 11 p.m. on January 7th.
I've seen that tree.
Did you see what is happening with the lighting of the tree tonight?
No.
It is an event.
What happened?
There's like 9 different performers. It's like this crazy huge
is
special.
Is the Pope going to be there?
Probably.
I just took the Instagram picture of the plaque where the tree goes because it was summer when I was there.
Nice.
We went once, I think, in early December, and I got to see the tree up and people ice skating and stuff.
Nice.
It was cool.
Never been to New York.
Yep. And then you saw Tina Fey walking by, Conan.
Yeah.
Everyone hanging out, Rockefeller Center.
That's what it's like in New York.
Yep.
Famous people everywhere.
So that is all.
It's going to be a great day. Pastor Nate Heitzig is back, so Shock Therapy Live. It's going down at 9 a.m.
It is going to be live.
Yes, it is. Shock Therapy, actually live.
Actually live.
It's happening. Also coming up, Comics Corner. We're also going to talk about the waitress who received that anti-gay receipt, remember?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk about the update on that one.
Oh, did you find out more info?
Oh, I got some info.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. Quick break, right back with Team Awesome Morning Party.
Hey, let's kick it.
Oh.
I know that we'll have a ball if we get down and go out and just lose it all.
Three, two, one.
Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Woo!
Sorry, Schust.
Sorry for that.
We had a sneaky Pete in the Christmas category, so we got rid of it.
Team Awesome Morning Party, welcome to the show.
That's funny. We both walked into the studio and we were like,
What is that?
What is this music? Oh, this isn't Christmas! Sorry.
Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Sorry, Shoes fans. You know where to go if you want to hear him. You got two stations floating somewhere else on the dial.
And it's better anyways, according to somebody on
Facebook.
We had
a kid yesterday. He said, play more metal. And then I wrote, nah. And he wrote, Air One is better.
Which is hilarious, because he wants to hear more metal.
Maybe he meant Radio U.
Maybe.
I just said, thanks, man.
Static.
Hey, this is Security John.
Security John, where you been, man?
I actually haven't been in the vehicle, so I haven't been able to listen to the radio station. I've been inside. We got two guys working with us now, so.
Oh, nice. Cool. Kind of nice. Holiday help.
Yep. And thanks for playing some beautiful Eulogy.
Yeah, man. Heck yeah. Of course.
Hey, what about playing some John Constantine?
Booyah.
Yeah. You know, the both times that you guys played my songs, I didn't even get to hear them on the radio.
Ah! Well, okay. It's important. You listening right now?
Yes, I am.
What if we play one of your songs in a minute?
I'll be super stoked.
That's what we'll do.
Okay. Yeah. We may super at some stoked. Point just have to do that.
Yes.
So there you go.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. But yeah, hey, I agree with you guys. I love the new Pope, man. That guy's cool.
He's doing some cool stuff.
Yeah, you know, I used to be a bouncer too, man.
Really?
Yeah, I was a bouncer at Library Bar and Grill.
There you go.
Is that how you got the slip discs in your back?
Well, no, actually, I got the slip discs in my back because they dropped a wall locker on me in the military.
What?
Okay.
Wow.
Dang, dude.
Yeah. In fact, I'm putting in for disability right now, but hopefully it comes through, but I don't think it's going to. I don't know.
Well, the Lord will protect you and provide.
Yeah, you know, I just rejoice in my weaknesses because, you know, I'm a big guy, but, you know, I have a bad back, I have bad feet, and I have to rely on God's strength to get me through things, you know?
We all do. His grace is like, sufficient for us. His power is made complete in our weakness, so amen.
Yep.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, man. Thanks for the call, Security John.
Yeah.
Hey. All right, love you guys.
Love
yeah,
you too,
love
bro.
You. Keep listening. We'll play you soon.
Right. There you go.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Static.
Hey, love you guys, and love Security John.
Holy.
Hey.
Just got to give you all some love this morning.
Good morning.
Man, got mad love for Security John. Yeah. Poor guy, man.
I know,
crazy
right?
Stuff.
That is crazy. That's wild.
Hey, hope y'all play his song.
Oh, we're going to.
We will.
Just got to say. And if y'all need a little bit more metal, some Striper or Mastodon, maybe? I don't know.
Mastodon. Yeah, we'll get right on that, buddy.
Hey, it's Wednesday morning, man. We got to go way, way back Wednesday.
Oh, man.
I'm just, you know, if we want to make a hashtag out of it. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there.
Way back Wednesday.
Way back Wednesday.
I was just reading an excerpt from that Megadeth book that I was just looking at.
Yeah.
So we could play some Megadeth.
Dave Ellefson.
Yeah, Dave Ellefson. A believer now.
He was the bass player.
Yeah, and Dave Mustaine, the lead singer, a believer as well.
Crazy.
So we can.
Hey man,
some,
I'm just saying, way back Wednesday for Wooly. I would love it.
Way
and like I love
Wednesday
y'all. Hey, have a great day, y'all.
You too. There you go, Wooly, everybody.
Mm.
Yes, dude. Coming up, we're taking it way back, like a month way back. We're going to bring Shock Therapy Live back.
What?
It's been about a month since we had Nate in studio.
Yes, it.
He took
been
a November off.
It's been a while. Been a while.
He'll be coming in at 9 o'clock if you'd like to get a question in for Shock Therapy Live. Studio at mystaticradio.com. We need to take a quick look at traffic is what we need to
on.
Do.
It's not even loaded.
Oh, no.
Careful traffic.
Load, machine! Load! I've pressed this button 4 times.
You know who you sound like?
Who? Don't say it. Who?
Mitch!
No, I don't sound like her. Her voice is deeper than mine.
Oh, that's right.
You know we have a construction going on at I-25 in Paseo. There, it looks like it's coming along nicely. We were noticing yesterday that there's like a new on/off ramp over there somewhere.
Yeah, that's pretty
and
cool.
And there's a lot of congestion around it right now. Also, we have an accident. Coors Boulevard South at Paseo happened at about 7:19, so about 5 minutes ago. Be careful around there. It looks like it is getting very backed up around it. Also, a little congestion on 40 eastbound right before you get to the big I. And in general, just your normal workday morning traffic. So be careful out there. The end.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch. 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669. Coming up at 8 o'clock. We got Comics Corner.
Comics Corner!
I'm excited, dude.
I'm excited, too, because we got like 20,000 books yesterday.
Dude, yes, we did. A lot of stuff happening, including Star Wars.
Bang!
They got an Instagram.
Whoa.
Dude, here's the thing.
What?
I am a crazy Star Wars fan.
Yes.
You
love it.
I'm already following them on Instagram.
Already.
I've seen the movies countless times.
Yep.
Return of the Jedi could be one of the greatest movies ever made. I know it word for word. Chrissy
really?
Will not watch. Oh yes, every single word. Chrissy will not. Chrissy will not watch that movie with me because it makes her insane and she gets mad. And then Jack and Lou go, "No, no, no! Keep doing it! Keep doing it!" I love it. But I'll say it like a split second before they say it.
That's where they get that from.
However, even if I had unlimited funds.
Yeah.
Yesterday we were at Astro Zombies.
Oh.
Who sponsors Comics Corner.
Yes.
And they got in a new, like, statue.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, oh, man! This is Spider-Man 2099 statue. This is coolest thing I've ever seen in my life.
It's pretty awesome.
It's $250,
first
of all.
It will not be mine.
Second of all, where would we put said statue once we acquired it? There's like, you don't...
There's not a lot of space.
You can't just put... It's like an Oscar. Where do you put it?
Yeah, where do you put it?
Because that's exactly what... It's basically a Spider-Man Oscar.
You could put it on top of your grandfather's...
bookshelf thingy?
Bookshelf thing.
Next to the other... Well, see, Chrissy was already nervous because I put the first Spider-Man thing on there, and she was like, is that too heavy? Should we put something on it? Because that thing is older than me.
Yeah.
Older than my dad. Anyways, all that to say, Star Wars has decided...
Yes?
...to auction off some of its gear.
Whoa!
Harrison Ford's Han Solo DL-44 blaster from Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi is going up for sale.
It's a plastic gun.
It is his blaster!
Yeah, but I bet it's, like, really crappy if you hold it.
They say the blaster is exactly in its original filming condition and therefore exhibits wear from use but retains all of the original details. It comes with a letter of authenticity.
Wow. How much do you think that thing's going to go for?
Well, I know the starting bid.
$100,000.
Double it.
$200,000.
$200,000.
And the thing about Star Wars fans is there is someone out there that will pay.
$200,000.
They will put that money down for that thing.
Here's what's crazy is just across the page as I'm looking at news this morning, the Han Solo DL-44 blaster going up for auction, starting bid at $200. And then across the page is this thing that Universal Pictures has announced that a portion of their proceeds from Fast and Furious 6, the Blu-ray, DVD, and digital sales, will be donated to Paul Walker's charity, Reach Out Worldwide.
Hmm.
And they had put... his charity up online because he was trying to raise money for the Philippines. So they were the family, in lieu of flowers, in lieu of everything, they're asking everybody to donate to this charity.
That's cool.
So they're trying to raise money for the Philippines. And so you look at that and it's like, man, they're doing incredible things. And then across the pages, or you could spend $200,000 on a blaster pistol from Return of the Jedi.
Does not actually work. Is made of plastic.
Is made of plastic, but Han Solo held it in Empire and Jedi, so people want it. That's crazy, right?
Well, if that's the case, then I'm going to get like a plastic cup or something. I'm going to meet Harrison Ford and say, hey,
will you hold this?
Just hold it. Hold it for approximately 20 seconds. Snap a picture. I'm going to put the cup up for bid. Han Solo / Indiana Jones / Air Force One / jerk from that latest movie with what's his face in it?
Oh yeah. He's kind of a villain, huh?
Yeah. With
Hemsworth.
Hemsworth.
Liam.
Little Hemsworth.
Yeah. Little. He's like 6'5".
Yeah, for real. The other one's just massive. You have Thor and you have Gale from Hunger Games.
Yep.
And we call Gale the small one because Thor is just huge.
Dude, speaking of Thor, Chris Hemsworth pulled a Kirk Cameron. I guess, in the latest Thor. Because, you know, Kirk Cameron, actor, he will not kiss anyone else
on screen
except his wife. Well, Chris Hemsworth, in the latest Thor, The Dark World, there's a scene where his character and Natalie Portman's character kiss. And it's like this passionate...
A loving embrace.
Yes, it's a very passionate kiss. And I was reading this article yesterday where the reason it was so passionate is because his wife stood in.
Natalie Portman was filming somewhere and couldn't do it.
Yeah.
So they put a wig on his wife.
Yeah.
And they kissed.
They put Natalie Portman's wig and her clothes on and that.
And going about and thinking awesome like going back and thinking about it, it did look like more of like a real.
Yeah.
So it's like where's that music?
Are you trying to find this? Thor.
Jane.
Thor. Why am I always a girl?
Yeah.
Stupid.
You do it to yourself?
I do.
It's wonderful. I win every time.
So it looks like Chris Hemsworth did not kiss Natalie Portman and Thor. His wife,
just
Elsa.
Just the one scene.
His wife, Elsa.
Elsa.
That was pretty great.
Mm-hmm.
reading that. Anyways, all right, well, there you go. If you have $200,000 lying around, you could do one of two things right now. You could buy the blaster pistol from Star Wars, or you could donate it.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking it is the Christmas season. If you do, here's a great way you could donate it. Buy the blaster pistol and then donate it to us.
Boom.
Boom.
And then we'll sell it.
Yes.
And keep all of the money.
Does that mean, okay, a few years ago, I was blessed to play softball.
Yes.
On the Breaking Bad softball team.
Oh.
And Bryan Cranston gave me the game ball and he signed it to me. Does that mean I should
Steve-o.
I should sell this thing?
Why aren't we auctioning that off for the station?
For charity? For the station? What are you talking about? I got kids, yo.
You have kids?
I got
kids?
Bills.
Those aren't kids.
I got, what,
those are monsters.
Station? Man. I
this
got
station.
Bills to pay.
Yeah, and you pay your bills from the station.
505-338-3700, the phone number coming up. Comics Corner. We're going to get to the question of the day at some point.
Yes, we're also going to talk about a crazy story going on with a waitress.
Oh, man.
And a possibly faked receipt thing.
It's coming up. We've got the full story. We talked about it last week. It seems like some falsified information.
Ugh.
CMOS Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Oh. Good morning.
Team Awesome Morning Party, making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist, a little more awesomest.
Careful traffic.
Let's take a look at traffic, shall we?
Oh, yeah.
We have the construction going on I-25 in Paseo, and it looks like we've had an accident right around it. I-25 at Alameda, so not, I guess that's one exit up, right? Exit 233, yeah, happened at about 7:30. Not that long ago, and it looks like it is. It's just generally congested around all that construction. So be careful around there. And again, we had the accident. Coors Boulevard south at Paseo. It happened at about 7:20. It is very, very backed up around that. It looks like we're getting some congestion on 40 eastbound before you get to the Big Eye, as well as westbound before you get to the Big Eye. So be careful.
There you go. Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert Campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. We teased this earlier.
Oh, we did.
Dana Morales. We talked about this before.
It's been like a trend recently. For some reason, like, people are like writing on their receipts instead of giving out tips. And I say recently, but obviously, this has been happening for a long time because I think generally Christians aren't known for being great tippers, which is stupid.
Yeah, and, well, there's a... Have you seen this new, like, Spider-Man character who's basically...
Miles.
What is it? Tips for Jesus?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Tips for Jesus.
Yeah.
So now there's this... There's a guy going around and he puts a stamp on the receipts, or I don't know if it's a guy. It's somebody's going
Someone.
Around. An organization, possibly. But they're giving out, like, thousands of dollars.
Yeah, there's
in tips.
$10,000
there's
tip.
A $5,000 $1,000 one. There's like hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
And they put a little stamp and it says tips for Jesus, and they'll usually write a little note
basically and, trying to negate all
yeah,
of the crappy
trying to get
tippers.
Rid of that. And then yeah. I think that raised concerns because people were like, is this real?
Right,
because it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think so far it's
so far all the money it's cleared
so
this
far
is, yeah, so far
that could change.
So but speaking of tips, Dana Morales, she's a waitress at the Gallup Asian Bistro restaurant in Bridgewater, New Jersey. She had said that a couple who ate there at the restaurant paid their bill but left no tip, saying, quote, "I'm sorry, but I cannot tip because I do not agree with your lifestyle and how you live your life." Dana Morales, the waitress, is gay.
Mm-hmm.
And so it became this huge...
It went viral,
oh,
of course,
man.
Just like they all do.
She took a photo of the receipt, and it had the handwriting that said that very thing. I'm sorry, but I cannot tip because I do not agree with your
and
lifestyle
had, like,
and
the,
how you live your life.
The number was blacked out, and the
yeah.
person's name, you know, crossed out or whatever, or blurred.
Yeah.
So it goes viral. People are all in a stew about it, of course.
Of course.
And then people start sending her money and start coming to the restaurant saying, hey, we support you.
We really
you.
Want to help
That's
you.
Wrong. And so... she's like, well, just give your money to this charity for because she was in the military, and it's called Wounded Warriors or something.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's military-based or if that has something to do
and she wasn't wanting to accept it all.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Breaking news.
Breaking news. It came out this week. The couple
Yeah, the couple who were ate at that diner came forward and provided their copy of the receipt, along with a copy of their credit card statement indicating that the tip was, in fact, included.
It included an $18 tip.
Yeah.
And their credit card statement, instead of saying, what was the original total, like 93 or something like that? Instead of saying that, it said, you know, like 100 and something.
Yeah, like 100.
And that was their credit card statement. Yeah. And so then they, I saw an interview on the news while we were in Tennessee or something. Somewhere I was. Maybe it was when we were in Ohio.
Yeah.
But they, the local news was interviewing this girl. They interviewed the couple who didn't, like, they want to remain anonymous. They don't want anybody knowing who they are. And their whole thing, it's funny because they're like, no, we didn't.
Yeah.
We're not, we would never, like, we're the most tolerant people. We would never say that.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't vote for Governor Christie
They didn't vote for him because of his opposition to gay marriage. She said, the wife said that she is left-handed and the receipt was written right-handed.
By a right-handed
and
person.
And so they were strongly protesting this allegation, saying, we didn't do this.
Yeah, they said, they were like, that's fine if you want to keep giving the girl money and or giving it to the Wounded Warriors, but just know you're doing it under a false pretense because we didn't do that. Well, now there's an investigation into the waitress.
It's pretty crazy. In the wake of the incident in Morales, let's see, co-workers have come out and said, well, actually, it's been reported she's an ex-Marine. She was reportedly discharged from the Reserve Corps in May under conditions other than honorable for failing to attend drills.
What do you know?
So now she's been suspended pending this investigation.
From work.
So she's no longer. They contacted the restaurant, and their quote was, "Miss Morales is currently not on our employee schedule while we're still working to complete our investigation."
Somebody's in trouble. Now, the news thing I saw, they were interviewing the couple. This is when they took the information to the restaurant owners, and they were like, "So what?" And they were like, "No, we're standing behind our employee." And then the reporter said, "What about this credit card statement?"
Yeah.
And then the guy went, "Oh, well, we'll." And then later he was like, we're definitely going to investigate this.
Yeah.
And then they interviewed her. The reporter was walking with the girl. And,
the waitress?
Yes.
Okay.
Interviewing her. And she was like, the couple saying that this is their something and not like, I don't know her or anything.
Right.
But that girl looked like she had been caught.
Right.
She was like, oh, I don't know. It's not my handwriting. That's what she, that's what she said. So to me, it was somebody that was like, oh, no.
Yeah,
the jig is up, but we won't know. This is a developing story.
Yeah, and you never know. Here's the thing. I remember, you know, Shock Therapy Live coming up at 9 a.m. with Pastor Nate Heitzig. I remember a time when we received a phone call from somebody and we couldn't quite make out what he was saying at first because he started to try and talk and then he broke down. And that, I mean, Shock Therapy Live is a very intimate show. You know, we talk about deep things. We talk about personal things. Mm-hmm. And so we were okay expecting that. Let's see, what's he trying to say, though? Turns out this dude, he was a homosexual who basically had been listening to us like as a job to try and get it. He was hoping to hear us say something that he could trip us up on to try and bring allegations or something against us. Yeah. And it's on the podcast. We still have that episode. And in turn, because of the way that we were discussing homosexuality, dude ended up calling in to try and say something and couldn't even get out because the conviction of the Holy Spirit just overtook him.
Whoa.
He started crying, ended up, I know, meeting with a pastor here, a counselor here, and gave his life to Christ.
Man, you don't hear about that happening very often.
You really don't. But the thing is, there are people out there who are going to try to do something out of their own agenda to say, like this waitress who lives a gay lifestyle and we don't know if she was the one that wrote on the receipt or, you know, she's claiming it wasn't her. But of course, the bank statement, everything shows that this couple did not write that. This couple did not say that. They did not do that. They actually tipped her very well.
Yeah.
And but people, when they have an agenda, man.
Well, it's just the irony of it because the thing was, she said that they were mean to her because they kept calling her Dan. And so the couple said, yes, we did call her Dan once when we met her because we thought the host
yeah.
that walks you to the table,
yeah.
they thought she had said, or whoever it was, that the waitress's name was Dan.
Yeah.
And they had called her. And then she was like, oh, Dana. Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
And so then this girl, or whatever happened, all this receipt stuff comes out. And then little does she know, she has brought this out on a couple that is totally, you know, right. because you do hear the horror stories of Christians that are like,
right.
my tip for you is to get saved. I ain't giving you money, gay.
Right.
That's terrible.
Right.
If you're out there doing that, just shut up
right.
and stop
yeah.
and pray about it.
Right.
Because you're going to come to a different conclusion. I firmly believe.
Yeah,
we're going to come to a different conclusion.
Yeah.
Because money is not your God, and you shouldn't hold it over people and say, it's what you get for being a sinner.
Right.
You don't act like that if you're a believer. Don't do it.
Well, I remember when we had the, at B2B, Bistronomy, they had a day, a fundraiser for us where 20% of the
yeah.
proceeds went to us. And one of our first things that we were telling people was, please tip well.
Mm-hmm.
Please tip well. Please tip well. Because there's this stigma that Christians are crappy tippers or
yeah.
they don't tip. We hear that all the time, horror stories about waitresses or waiters who on Sunday, when there's that flood to Furs or wherever, when the church lets out.
Get to the Furs.
The tipping just sucks.
Yeah.
And it's terrible and they're rude.
That's
and it's
not
like, man,
generous.
That is not a representation of Jesus Christ,
no.
which is probably why this new pope is flipping people upside down because,
yep.
you know, this story broke this morning where he's been secretly going out undercover at night because,
crazy.
You know, he's the pope and he's supposed to be like locked up or
giving
something.
Giving people money.
Giving homeless money.
And praying
money
with the
and
homeless.
Praying. It's like, what?
Yeah. And here's the thing, people. This is, I know. Like, I've had friends that were like, no, if I don't get good service, I don't tip. But here's my thing.
Yeah.
The reason we are free to tip as a Christian is because money is not your God.
Yeah.
Not your God.
Yeah.
That's it. And
yeah.
so even if you are in, you know, like the widow's mite,
yeah.
woman's in dire straits, money's not her God.
Yeah.
And that's what Jesus used as an example. So even if you get crappy service, I say, still tip. Maybe
yeah.
don't give them, you know,
20%.
Yeah,
or,
don't
yeah.
do it. But you still tip.
Yeah,
you don't
tip.
Walk out of there like a jerk because
right.
that's all you look like is a jerk.
Right.
And more often than not, we Christians somehow we love to talk about how we're Christians and then act like jerks.
Right.
So
right.
more often than not, somebody probably overheard you talking about church. You're talking about so-and-so. And then you walk out not tipping. And
yeah.
the poor server who's just there working, having probably a terrible day because so many people are
yeah.
mean, you know, when their food isn't right.
Right.
Whatever. Don't be like that. So it's just funny to me that the irony
of this whole you know, situation.
Because so many times it comes out and it's somebody trying to witness to somebody and it's
right.
just a terrible situation all around. And then these people, I don't know, they didn't say anything about being believers at all. In fact, they're claiming like, you know, no, we're super tolerant. We're not conservative. We totally,
right.
if she wants to, you know, what, that's her life. You know,
right.
that's her lifestyle. Let her do whatever. We would never do this. So it's almost to me like she tried to pick on the wrong people.
I know. Poor,
it's just like,
poor couple.
What have you done? Oh, no, because this is going to backlash hard. If
yeah.
it comes out conclusively that girl and somebody helped her and they rigged this, it's going to be bad.
It's going to be really bad. Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely. And so, but it is that one that agenda reminder, man. People will always have that.
Yep.
There's agendas everywhere.
And if you're a Christian,
and you got to be careful.
Yeah, your agenda is to love people. And when it comes to money, be generous. That's
yeah,
what Christ
absolutely.
Told us to do.
Yeah,
that's your agenda.
Because God loves a cheerful giver.
There you
and,
go.
And there you go. Absolutely. I agree 100%.
You give that money and you let God do what. He will with that money in
yeah.
another person's life.
Absolutely.
That's what you do.
We got to take a quick break. Coming up, we're going to be talking comics.
Ah!
Comics Corner right around the corner. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
It is Team Awesome Morning Party. Happy Wednesday.
Yeah, happy Wednesday.
It is Free Saeed Wednesday. If you don't know what we're talking about, please go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Yeah.
Come on and see us over at the Facebook.
We had a very dear friend, Chuck Elmore, in studio yesterday talking about it. You can check out our podcast online at mystaticradio.com/mornings. But yeah, Free Saeed, #FreeSaeed, #SaveSaeed. But check it out at BeHeardProject.com. Mm-hmm. More information on that.
And I put the link to the Facebook event.
Boom!
You can just click it. And I pinned it to the top, so it'll be here all day.
It is Wednesday. It is time for one of our favorite segments of the morning show. You ready to do this?
Sure.
All right.
Oh, nerds.
To the idiot mobile.
Hey, it's Comics Corner, and I really want to read a message. Missed it this last weekend, it was really stupid, and you couldn't say, gotcha, nothing, no idea the words I needed to say, but I made up all the time. Comics Corner!
Let's do it, nerd.
Let's do it.
1, 2, 3, 4!
I heard last week.
Did you?
When Mitch tried to do Comics Corner.
And she tried.
Awesome. She did a good job, actually. I was impressed.
Yeah?
Because she handled it. She handled it like a man.
Welcome to Comics Corner. Comics Corner sponsored by Astro Zombies, 3100 Central Avenue Southeast. AstroZombies.com. Speaking of, we will be on the corner of Central and Richmond.
Yes, we
on
will.
On Friday the 13th. So ominous and creepy.
Woohoo!
We'll be out there on the corner of Central and Richmond from 12 to 2 p.m. broadcasting live, hanging out, and collecting sleeping bags for the homeless. Our dear friend Mike, the owner of Astro Zombies, he has a nonprofit organization. Every year, they collect sleeping bags for the homeless, and it just keeps gaining momentum.
Good.
It's been awesome to be a part of it every single year because I remember when he first started doing it, he sent out press releases, and I believe we were the only station that...
Aww.
And so now we were talking yesterday, and he was saying that people are finally latching on years later. I think this is the 7th or 8th annual. I can't remember. He's been doing it for years.
Awesome.
So,
Oh, Mike, he's a good dude.
Yeah, Sleeping Bag Drive. We will be broadcasting live on the corner of Central and Richmond, Friday, December 13th. Please come hang out with us.
Come
and,
hang.
We're looking for
it's
new sleeping
cold.
Bags. Yeah. Yes, it is. And that's, I mean, it's always a good reminder when it gets cold because there are people that are sleeping on the street with nothing. And so Mike goes out every year and hands out these sleeping bags himself. Last year he had to have some help because there was a lot more
good
sleeping bags. So hopefully we get even more so this year. So,
sweet.
Yeah, that's coming up Friday, December 13th, 12 to 2, broadcasting live.
We'll make a Facebook event thing and invite you people to it.
Booyah.
It'll be fun.
You ready for Comics Corner?
Yeah,
you ready
I am.
To kick
I'm
this
excited.
Off?
Let's do it.
This last Sunday, the mid-season finale of Walking Dead, and this is the moment where I say, if you're not caught up, don't listen.
Yeah.
Because we're going to talk a little bit about the mid-season finale.
Are some spoilers about to happen?
Minorly.
Minor spoilers are going to happen. If you are not caught up, turn the radio down.
There you go. Walking Dead, pretty intense show. Pretty
yes.
gnarly show.
Especially the past few episodes.
Yeah.
Because we had to catch up. We were...
Yeah.
Dawn was 4 behind, and we were 3 behind.
Yeah, so the governor showed up a few episodes ago.
Ooh.
Came back, made his return. We got to see where he's been these last months.
Yeah.
Leading up to the big mid-season finale.
Lots of character development happened.
Lots. Just for them to destroy it in the mid-season finale. I liked the mid-season finale in the regard that the big conflict was, can you change your life? Can you change your ways?
Are you too far gone?
Are you too far gone? Have you done too much in your life that there's no return from it? And there's this amazing monologue by Rick that basically it was the gospel message that you are never too far gone.
Yeah, in a lot of ways.
You are never too far gone to turn around, to make a change, to make a difference, to do something different with your life, to make that U-turn. And we talk about that. The idea of repentance is literally to make a 180, to turn away, to repent. And so you're hearing this from this character, and it was this incredible monologue of, hey man, we can do this, we can succeed, we can work together, we can live together, because we are never too far gone. And
the governor disagreed,
but it was a beautiful moment as far as his acting.
Yeah.
That was probably the best
yeah.
I've seen from Rick.
It's like everybody stepped
today.
It up.
Yeah. So, of course, it's definitely a show that you... It's not one that I would say, hey, I recommend this show because it's fantastic. It's very dark. There was some death happening on said show. Some spoilers that I don't want to get into, but there was some blood, there was some gore.
Yeah.
It did not disappoint as far as the mid-season finale. It went crazy, and they wrapped up a lot of stuff that we've been, like, patiently waiting for a season and a half. Mm-hmm. There was resolution all over the place.
Dude, seriously, though, watch it. Because the whole thing that Steve was talking about it's like the pinnacle, it's the argument of the whole show. It's like, how do we exist as humans in this hellish, apocalyptic environment?
Yeah.
Like, how do we, you know, hold on to just goodness at all?
At all, yeah. It's that depravity of man, and I thought it was beautiful a few episodes previous. Herschel, who was a pastor, who was the quote-unquote Christian character, walked away from his faith because what do you do? It's the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
And so is God real? God did say in the book of Revelation this, this, and this, but he was trying so hard to reconcile, like, where is my God when the dead are rising? And I thought it was beautiful that he... was the hands and feet and wanting to help these people and trying to, like, find a cure, basically, because people were getting sick.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the episode, dude picks up his Bible and sits down, and it's like he was refreshed, he was renewed, he was revived, he was restored to his faith.
And it was a different moment. It was definitely different. He was not the man that he was.
Right!
He had been through so much stuff,
but
he was coming back and saying, wait. And then there's a moment in, like, the monologue between Rick and the governor, and I'm not going to say everything that happens in that moment, but where Herschel looks to Rick, and it's just this smile of, like, yes. Because Rick is back, you know, because he's gone through this terrible journey for, like, two seasons now where he's lost himself.
Yeah.
And then in this monologue, he's like, no, we are not too far gone, and we can make this work.
Yeah.
We can work together and come together, and it's like, what? And then, of course... you know, all hell breaks loose. But it's,
literally.
It was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. It's a reminder to me of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. And I'm telling you, it's one that I cling to. It's one that I read regularly because that depravity of man that The Walking Dead covers, the idea that are you too far gone? Have you done too much? There's an incredible promise in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And God says this, no temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability, but with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it. And we're never put in a position, we are never in a situation that we are too far gone, that God can't redeem, that God can't restore, that God can't bring reconciliation. God is a God of redemption. He is a God of restoration. And so that scene, that moment was so beautiful to me because, as Rick said, we are never too far gone.
Yeah.
We are never too far gone from God. Jesus loves you so much that he gave his life for you.
Yeah.
And nothing can separate us from that love. But we have to turn to him. We have to repent. We have to make a change in that regard. You know, I say make a change, but really all it is a turning to. It is a acknowledgement that you are a sinner, that you are in need of a savior, and that's it. And then that process comes in where the Holy Spirit starts convicting and refining you, and you can move forward with it. But you are never too far gone. And Rick put it so eloquently. It was it was a beautiful moment.
You should watch it.
A++ for
but
me.
Very intense, not for children.
We watched right before bed, and that was a mistake because I went upstairs and I just had to grab Pop Cultured for a second and just start digging into the Word and kind of decompress because it was like intense episode.
Yeah, it was pretty.
Lots of resolution though, and as we said, there was that beautiful gospel moment of you are never too far gone. And so, of course, not every character agreed, but you saw the characters that didn't agree, they weren't exactly praised for their disagreement. I mean, it was just flat out not a good situation.
Oh, crazy talk.
Yeah.
Man.
Anyways, Comics Corner.
I don't know what happened here.
That's okay. You know what we need to talk about?
Spider-Man.
Yeah. today making its way to the shelves in comic stores worldwide. Amazing Spider-Man 700.1. We both had a chance to read it.
This is what's going on. We know, if you've been listening and if you read Spider-Man, that Peter Parker's body has been stolen.
Yes.
Body snatch by Dr. Octopus, who is in his brain. So you have the mind and the brain of Dr. Octopus.
The consciousness.
That's the best way to put it.
The soul.
Of Dr. Octopus inside of Peter Parker, and he's just been going. And he calls himself the Superior Spider-Man, and that's what's right now in Superior Spider-Man. He is getting in a fight with Venom, which is awesome. But we're going to talk about, they're putting out just this month, weekly, a four-part series called The Amazing Spider-Man 700.1. And it takes place back when Peter Parker was all Peter.
Yeah.
And so it's this huge blizzard is hitting New York.
Yeah.
And Peter is sick. And he's like, gosh. And he gives this really cool analogy about a spider. And because he goes to visit Aunt May. And he's like, have you ever thought about... And he kind of breaks it up out of nowhere. And, and Aunt May's like, what are you talking about? And he says, have you ever thought about how spiders, they build their webs every day. And then the wind or people, something inevitably knocks that web down. Sometimes spiders have to build webs twice a day.
Yeah.
You know? And she's like, yeah. And he says, but the point is they never stop. They never stop. And he's struggling... Because he says at the beginning of the issue, he says, most days I wake up with one wish, and that wish is that I don't have to be Spider-Man today.
Yeah,
because
that no one needs me.
Yeah, that no one needs me. But then inevitably, by the end of the day, he is out saving someone because he lives in New York City. And come on, statistically, Peter, you need to move to a different town if that's what you really want.
Yeah, try Little Rock maybe.
We know he's a hero.
He is a hero.
He with great power comes great responsibility. So that's what he's all about. But anyway, he's not moving. He's not moving because that's what he really wants, to be the hero.
I like that you brought it to that spiritual aspect of, like, keep moving forward. And even in those, like, tough moments that, I mean, it goes right along with what we were just saying, that we're never too far gone, but also that we can overcome and keep going. And he does. And that's kind of the story that we see with Spider-Man.
That's Peter
Parker.
And it's cool to read this right now because in regular Spider-Man,
he's dead.
He's totally different because he's Dr. Octopus. And he's the journey there. Is Dr. Octopus is so full of himself.
Yeah.
He's like, I am better, smarter. I have this body now, so I'm stronger, I'm faster.
He's
I have
superior.
These powers. I am superior to everyone. But then his journey is he's slowly figuring out that even though he thinks he's so awesome, he's not.
Yeah.
And he makes mistakes. And so that's Superior Spider-Man's journey. And then Peter's journey is
that he's dead.
Well, yeah, he's dead. But in this cool little miniseries, his journey is trying to figure out how he can find the will to keep pressing on and being that hero because he knows he's got to help everyone.
Yeah.
And it's daunting. And so this huge blizzard moves in, knocks the power out all over New York.
Yeah.
And it looks like poor Aunt May back in Queens, her power's knocked out and she's just a little old lady and there's no heat and there's no, her candle burned out and she is freezing, possibly to death. A giant tree has busted in the window, and then Peter's standing there, and he's like, I wonder how Aunt May's doing, because the phones are out.
Yep.
So it's like, oh! And there's this crazy fire in some apartment complex that's going on. The fire department can't get to the hydrants because snow has, the drifts are too high.
It's so funny how there's no supervillain. It's like, these are the little, like, daily.
These are the good.
Moment by moment, yeah.
These are the good stories. This is kind of why I wish, and I've read some stuff lately, I really agree, I wish there was a Spider-Man TV show. Because
oh,
you could
man.
Have episodes like this where he's
right.
not trying to save the world. He's just trying to save somebody in a burning building. Or
right.
he's just trying to save Aunt May because her power's out and it's freezing outside.
Right.
Because this is where you see the real hero come out.
Right.
Because he has every excuse to not do anything. But he's standing there thinking, man, I hope Aunt May's okay. And then by the end of the issue, he's like, Peter Parker can't get there, but Spider-Man can.
Yeah.
So... That's real. It's cool. It's a good peek. It made me reminisce. It made me miss Peter Parker.
I'm like opposite. It's funny.
But I still love Superior.
Right.
I love that journey.
For me, since it has nothing to do with continuity of what's going on with Spider-Man, I felt like, man, I could wait and just get this in trade at some point.
You could do that.
Because it's cool, but I did have some questions because when he was talking about the spider stuff in front of Aunt May, I was like, where on the timeline does this take? Does Aunt May know that he's Spider-Man, or is he? Because that's out of nowhere. So why is he talking about a spider? Because she's confused, but I'm confused because is she supposed to know that he's Spider-Man at this point in continuity, or does he not? Wait, because she finds out that he's Spider-Man at one point. Wait, but was that erased by Brand New Day?
All right, we get it. This is a one-shot thing. It takes place back in the day.
Yeah.
So you don't have to think that much about it.
I thought way
too
much.
And it's an enjoyable read.
It is. That's exactly it. It's enjoyable. It lends nothing to continuity, nothing to Spider-Man, but it was just like, oh, Peter Parker, remember?
You know what I think they're going to do? I think they're going to release things like this.
Yeah.
And that will eventually lead to the real Peter Parker returning in Amazing Spider-Man. Why? Because there's a movie coming out this year.
And they got to make
money.
And
I've got like $500 on the fact that that's when Peter's going to come out, is in May when the movie comes out.
Well, yeah, because then it makes sense, because then they'll sell a bunch more comics.
But part of me really wishes that they wouldn't do that.
I hope they don't. Honestly, I really hope they don't. I hope they don't, because these little moneymakers that they're doing, it's like, okay, that works.
Yeah.
But it reminded me of like an annual. A lot of times I don't like annuals because they're like, first of all, they're like $5 and it's this giant extra story that has nothing to do with any continuity or any storyline. I'm like, why did I read this? It has nothing to do with anything.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I wish Marvel is very, they're guilty of doing the whole like, this month the Marvel Universe changes forever.
Yeah.
They do that every day.
No, that's true.
Gosh, that's get true. Off it, Marvel.
Yeah. Speaking of the universe changing, they did that this
week. Did you notice that this is not Hickman?
Yeah.
We have a new awesome writer guy that we like.
Yeah, Matt Fraction, who has done Invincible, Iron Man.
Did he do Fantastic Four?
Yes.
Yes.
He's currently, the last run right after Hickman. Dude, Fraction is amazing. So,
I finished Infinity.
Yeah.
And it leads directly into this title that we're talking about called Inhumanity.
Yeah, new series that kicks off today in Marvel Universe called Inhumanity, basically. In the aftermath of Infinity, these new Inhumans are being created that are kind of like godlike superheroes all over the world are basically being kickstarted into existence.
Yeah.
So there's a whole new culture of superhero that's not necessarily superheroes. They're just, I don't know, aliens?
They're inhuman.
They're inhuman. It's kickstarted this brand new thing. You basically just saw like the prelude. This is like the introduction. And
it
was the raddest introduction in the universe. It was definitely the best comic I read this week.
It was good.
Inhumanity number one released this today. Yeah.
I thought this was Jonathan Hickman. And then when I got done, I was like, man, that dude writes so well. This was a little different. And then I turned it around and I was like, this is a different guy.
Yeah. Fraction is pretty fantastic.
Inhumanity is really cool. It happens right after the events of Infinity, which ended awesomely.
Mm-hmm.
Because it ended so well, because it tied everything up in one way, but then it was like, yeah, but...
Yeah.
And you're like, what?
Mm-hmm.
What?
My three favorite writers for Marvel are Matt Fraction, mm-hmm. Jonathan Hickman, who's number one, but... Very close behind him is Jason Aaron, who writes Wolverine and the X-Men. He's done a lot of incredible stuff. He's currently writing Amazing X-Men.
Now, you're having some struggles with this one,
right? I am having some struggles with this one. We have Amazing X-Men, new series. Nightcrawler died a few years ago in the comics, and Marvel said they were never going to bring the character back because he was a quote-unquote Christian in Marvel world. And so when he died, you know, basically, well, he goes to heaven because that's his belief.
Right.
And so we don't want to take away from his religion. And so when he dies, he's dead forever. So they never wanted to kill him. They did. And he's been gone for a while. And then they kickstarted Amazing X-Men. And
guess who's back?
It's the quest for Nightcrawler.
Back again.
But he's not back necessarily. Instead of him coming back, somehow through this crazy vortex, the X-Men, half of them ended up in heaven, and half of them ended up in hell.
It's a dimensional rift.
So, Storm, what is this girl? She was from the cartoon.
Is that Starfire?
Yes.
Wow.
Or whatever, Firestar?
Firestar.
Firestar.
Amazing Friends.
Yeah, Amazing
Spider-Man
Friends.
Spider-Man is Amazing
Firestar,
Friends.
She came back last issue of X-Men, like, hey, I'm back. Boom, hell.
Oh, with Iceman.
With Iceman. So, Iceman's in hell, which is kind of ironically hilarious because he's made of ice, so he keeps melting.
Oh, wait, is that why she came back? Because that's where he is?
No, she came back, and then in very first issue, it was like, boom!
You're in hell!
Girl with fire powers is in hell. Imagine
what do you
that.
Know?
And then Wolverine is in heaven. Here's the thing.
What's happening?
It's obviously just theologically whack.
It's a comic book.
It's a comic book. Well, sometimes they get some things right.
Yeah.
But this one, there is absolutely nothing that is right because Azazel, who is Nightcrawler's dad, is invading heaven on a pirate ship.
Mm-hmm.
Stay with me. Because he wants souls because the souls replenish his pirate ship.
What? Okay. So, is this
10,000 souls?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah,
something like that.
Davy Jones.
And the best souls, of course, are the good souls that are in heaven.
They
and
count for like six souls.
You do see some things in there. There was an interesting twist that I will not give away about, you know, like people who are in heaven because Wolverine ends up there. He's still alive, but he's somehow in heaven, and he never thought he'd be there, and he runs into someone in particular that is trying to encourage him, basically.
Really?
To help him. Yeah. So, I will say, from a comic book standpoint, the writing is incredible. From a theological standpoint, the X-Men are in heaven and hell. So, yes. How...
Well,
This isn't a Bible study. It's not for Sunday school. It is the most outlandish thing I've read as far as heaven and hell, but, gosh.
Yeah. Comic books.
Just about everything was wrong.
Let's see. We'll see where it goes.
Yes, we
will.
We'll
keep with it. We'll see where it goes.
That was the interesting thing. So we'll see where it goes. It's a mini, little mini series. So,
guys, there's a lot going on, unfortunately, in the traffic world. So we're going to talk about it. We have the construction I-25 sale. You know about it. It's very congested around there. We have an accident San Mateo at Osuna. That's right over there.
Yeah.
We have another accident. Oh, police activity, Wyoming Boulevard South at I-40. So go slow around there.
Wow, be careful there.
Yeah. Another accident at Unser Boulevard and McMahon.
It's McMahon
Boulevard. Okay. McMahon Boulevard. And then just your general morning traffic. Be careful out there. Don't text and drive. Pay attention to what you're doing. Quit yelling at your kids and drive. Just kidding.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road, Northeast on the Calvert Campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669. Dude, if any artist in the world could set up shop and play a show, like every week until the end of time, who would you want to set up a show and do that week in and week out? Who would you want to see that you'd never get bored of watching?
Like musical artists.
Yeah.
So I was going to say, like, Picasso. No. Man, I would want somebody that I know could carry, like, not just play, but wouldn't be super awkward. Like somebody like Fiona Apple, who is an incredible artist and can sing and play piano and stuff, but she's super awkward.
Right.
And freaks out. You don't want somebody like that.
Right.
Man, I don't know.
You want me to tell you why I'm...
Oh, I know who. Mark Kahn, the guy that wrote Walking in Memphis. I feel like that man would have so many stories, and then he could just play and sing to me, and I would be like, yep, I love you.
The Grammy Award-winning icon, Billy Joel...
Oh, that would be another one!
...has announced that he is going to perform every month at Madison Square Garden. As long as fans will have him.
That's incredible.
Yeah, he's going to perform a residency at New York City's Madison Square Garden venue every month.
Residency at Madison Square Garden.
Isn't that crazy?
You don't get bigger than that. That's it.
Yeah. So he's gonna rock a show every month for as long as New Yorkers demand to have it. He's set to perform sold-out shows on January 27th, February 3rd, March 21st, April 28th. He's performing on his 65th birthday, which is May 9th. Every single one that he's put up has sold out.
That's
bink,
cool.
Bink,
because
bink.
If you were, say, like, I would want to, if I was going to New York,
yeah,
I might be tempted
to see Billy Joel
to like plan my vacation around an open date.
Right.
You know that he was gonna. So it'd be like, oh, and then this night we're gonna go see Billy Joel do his residency at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
Holy crap. You know.
Yeah. He first performed at MSG in 1978.
Wow.
Since then, he's played the venue 46 times.
We're going to add to that.
So, yeah, adding to that, Billy Joel planning a residency at Madison Square Garden. I feel like U2... Well, see, U2's an experience, though. I don't know that I could see that regularly.
Yeah.
Like, I saw... I got to see their last show, and it was just... Oh, it was
man,
incredible.
Billy Joel.
I feel like that guy would sit at the piano and tell stories.
That's what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? Who you want. You want a storyteller. You don't want just... Well, but then Bono could probably do that easily.
Yeah, he probably could.
You know?
He didn't tell a whole lot of stories the last tour.
Really?
He didn't say... Well, he spoke...
Oh, my gosh. Celine Dion. Celine Dion.
Doesn't she already do something in, like, Vegas?
Yeah, but that's different. That's like a show.
That's what
that's
she
like
does,
That's like a stage
though.
Show. We're talking... Like story, like somebody
VH1 storytellers.
Yeah, storytellers. Oh man,
I can't understand half of what she says. Why would you want to hear stories from
you,
her?
That would be your reason to keep going because you'd be trying to decipher what she's saying every month. You'd be like, okay, this is the part that I don't. Wait, nope, I gotta come back next month.
Yep.
I still don't know what she said.
Hello, I am Celine Dion.
Hello, I am Celine Dion. I come from Canada to sing.
Yeah, I'd be. Oh.
I wish I knew how she spoke, so I didn't sound like this. Idiot. Me. Another one would be, dude, Johnny Cash back in the day. That would have been awesome.
Yeah.
Modern, let's see. Let's try to come up with a modern anything.
Modern storyteller?
A modern artist who we think could carry this and anybody would care
about. Bono could.
Modern. I'm talking like... 2000 or later.
Oh,
anybody.
Gosh.
Think of anyone, maybe.
That could carry that?
Is there anyone?
I was going to say Coldplay, but...
Maybe Chris Martin.
Chris Martin, he could tell some good stories.
If he brought Gwyneth along, that would be cool.
She could tell good stories.
Mm.
Hmm.
I don't know, man.
Any modern artist that could actually carry... 505-338-3700.
For funniness, maybe like Mark or Tom from Blink. But that would be...
Oh, gosh, man. But
it would be so vulgar.
I was going to say, last time I saw them, it was just like... Wow.
It would be more like a comedy club show,
yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Dave went to see Blink back in high school.
You just nailed it.
What?
With Dave. And
Dave
it sparked
really?
Dave Grohl.
Oh!
The Foo Fighters.
Okay, there it is.
There it is.
There it is, number one.
Because Dave Grohl is one of the funniest human beings on the planet. He could tell 1,000 stories. I would never get sick of that. That's who it would be for me.
I thought you were going to say Dave Lee.
No.
And
well,
like,
Dave
yeah.
Lee would be cool too, but
Dave
he'd be like,
Grohl.
Hey,
yeah.
All right, guys.
I lost my voice.
So, hey.
Man, Dave Grohl would be the one.
That's it.
He could do it.
Nailed it.
He could do
it.
And if it was Dave Grohl doing it, he could be with, like, Foo Fighters could do some.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, now Zach Brown Band could do some.
Yeah.
The Queens of the Stone Age could do some.
Oh.
Like, all the different
Bring
bands.
Bring back some old school Nirvana. Well,
yeah.
I don't know who would lead.
Paul. Paul McCartney could do it.
And lead, I was going to say Nirvana.
No, but side note. Well, they did the thing on Saturday Night Live where it was him and Chris Novoselic.
It was.
And that was
but
awesome.
But they didn't do a Nirvana track.
They didn't. They did that cool new song.
Yeah.
Paul McCartney could be a guy that could do it.
He could, but he's not modern. That dude's like 143 years old. Did you know that?
I know, but see,
he's
that,
timeless.
You're right. Probably Dave Grohl's the only modern one, but like in the scope of things, you got Paul, Bono, Billy Joel is
mm-hmm.
a perfect example.
Elton John, I'm sure, could tell 1,000 stories.
But see,
but
like,
would we want to hear his stories?
Paul and Elton and even Bono, that'd probably be more of a Europe thing.
Yeah.
You know, because that's where they're from.
Yeah.
I could see,
I love
like,
how deep we got on this, like, just random
it's awesome.
Billy Joel at Madison Square Garden. Who would we want to see for life? Question of the day for the next 12 minutes.
Yes. I'm not even posting that.
No,
there's not enough time.
No, there's not.
Mitch
there's
can
no
post
time.
It.
There's no time.
There's no time. There's no time. No time.
Speaking of, it's about that time.
Oh, it's almost time for Shock Therapy Actually Live.
That's right. Pastor Nate Heitzig will be joining me in studio this morning. Shock Therapy Live is going down. If you would like to ask a question, we already got a great one on tithing.
We got a good question.
We'll be talking about that coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. And your questions, get them in studio at mystaticradio.com.
What'd you learn today?
Man.
On this hump day of days.
I learned that if you look for it, like we do here with all art at Static Radio, you can see redemption. You can see God's handiwork, mm-hmm. even in something as dark and bloody as The Walking Dead midseason finale.
The thing about redemption is every human being craves it.
Right.
And then
there's a hole in our soul that just needs Jesus Christ, and it will never be filled with anything else.
That's your place. Maybe you're not a believer, but you know somehow you're craving this weird, like, redemption story. Well, we encourage you to look into Jesus.
Absolutely. In fact, there's a great promise in the book of Jeremiah that says, if you seek me earnestly, if you seek me with your whole heart, you will find me. God promises that if you seek him, if you truly seek him, not one of those, whatever, all right, fine, I'm gonna give God a try. God, if you're real, give me $1 million. Mm-hmm. If you earnestly seek him, you will find him.
It's true.
It's a promise from God. That's not me, that's God. So
a lot of times,
test him on it.
People seek him in crazy ways. And as believers or Christians, sometimes we forget that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sometimes people some guy said anybody that darkens the door of a prostitute is looking for God.
Right.
And that's true, you know? So believer out there, remember that when you're dealing
absolutely.
With people. Also, I learned that maybe for the first time in hundreds of years, maybe thousands, on a global scale, media-wise, the Pope is actually showing Jesus to folks in a real way.
Yeah.
Yeah,
if you missed that story, man, incredible story. It turns out, I guess, the Pope has been kind of secretly going out and about at night dressed as a priest and ministering to the homeless and handing out money and just
doing the real thing.
Yeah. Oh,
there's your redemption story. Check it out.
It's pretty cool. So being the hands and feet of Jesus is pretty amazing. So if you miss any part of the show, you can podcast it. At mystaticradio.com. You can also search for us on iTunes, Team Awesome Morning Party, and it'll download every day.
If you're going out to eat this week, tip your server, your waiter, your waitress, tip, and be a generous giver because those people need the help. It's the holidays.
Yeah.
Bless somebody.
Yeah, because finally we learn that people have agendas, and sometimes you hear stories in the media that you think are crazy and true. Turns out they're hoaxes.
Uh-oh.
More often than not.
There you go.
It's kind of sad.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll see you guys again mañana. Up next, it is Shock Therapy Live with Pastor Nate Heitzig. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye!
Static.